The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. She'll be on assignment a lot this week because she's rehearsing for the big event that's happening this Saturday, Encore, down at the Cascade Theater. And she was there yesterday. She said there was like close to 60 entertainers.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's going to be, you know, Pat, you know how hard this is to put on something like this.
A show with that many people in such a short period of time.
And they're all ages. And, I mean, they range, you know, from kids to you know, I don't know, maybe Linda, you know, Linda may be the oldest one there. I doubt it, but it's coming together.
Cool.
That's going to be this Saturday, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But good morning. Today, June the 19th, and Juneteenth, federal holiday at 7:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Pat's at the helm.
Yes, good morning, Carl.
Good morning, and we've got Anne Marie on the phone, right?
Yes, we do. She's waiting in the wings.
Waiting in the wings. Okay, so what's the weather look like?
Well, today on Juneteenth, it's going to be a slight chance of showers between 11 and 2 p.m., so spring is still with us. Then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Sunny with a high near 73, some west winds around 10 to 13 miles an hour, and some gusts up to 23. Tonight, it's going to be mostly clear with a low around 51 and some west winds. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 78. Tuesday night, mostly clear. Wednesday will be sunny also with a high near 87. It starts to warm up later in the week. It's going to be clear through the rest of the week after Wednesday.
Okay. Did you say possible showers tonight?
That's correct. That's what they're saying, between 11 and 2 and thunderstorms later this afternoon.
Cool. You know, it's been a weird, not weird, but it's been a, yeah, I guess weird, is like our peach tree, which is for the last 2 or 3 years has just, you know, it's just bloomed hundreds and hundreds of peaches. And this year, nothing, because when the blossoms came out, we had those heavy rains and knocked them all off.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, bummer, anyway.
What kind of a peach is that, a Freestone or a Cling? Yeah.
Yeah,
cricket.
Yeah, that's right. Cricket.
Sorry.
It's a peach.
Yeah.
Well, what? I'm not even going to get into that, because I want to get to, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned company out of Anderson, huge success down there because of customer service. It's a better-known business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other plans down there for everybody. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Out of Anderson, 530-365-3793. Now let's go to Anne Marie. But what's happening this week, Anne Marie?
Well, good Monday morning, everyone.
Whoa, are you there?
Yes. Well, you did mention earlier that it is Juneteenth today. It is a federal holiday, so I just wanted to remind our listeners that there will be some services, some businesses that will be closed in honor of the holiday. So you may want to just check before you head out today. I know, for example, like the library, their branches will be closed today in honor of Juneteenth. So,
yeah,
just
imagine banks, any federal or county.
Correct.
I'm not sure about county. Did they, Pat, was Juneteenth the...
It was not a county holiday when I worked for the county.
Yeah, I think that they were like trash pickup went this morning.
Yeah.
Because so. Right. you can't have them all, so you all choose certain ones, right?
Yes, trash service did pick up today.
Okay, yeah, but, I mean, the county, the workers decide which ones they want to do have as a holiday. Is that right, Pat, or is that...
Well, in the administration, you know, they have a choice. Like, they have also a choice about what day to lower the flag. If, you know, the government tells us to lower the flag for a certain person, the actual CAO of the county can make that decision and choose not to, or whether to do it or not.
Okay, let's go.
Every Wednesday through Sunday, you can find the Haven Humane Society Adoption Booth at PetSmart on Hilltop in Reading from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Looking to adopt a dog or a cat? Check them out in person. And the Haven Humane Society is looking for some donations of some shelter beds for the animals. Now, there is more information listed on their Facebook page, Haven Humane Society, and also a wish list on their website, havenhumane.org. If you're looking for something fun to do with the kiddos, now that school is out, the Reading Library will be hosting a Kids Glow Party on June 21st from 3 to 4:30 p.m. There will be glow-in-the-dark activities, glow sticks, and black lights. The Kids Glow Party will take place in the community room of the Reading Library, located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. For more information, visit ShastaLibraries.org. The Shasta County District Fair will be taking place June 21st through 24th, located at 1890 Briggs Street in Anderson. Fair hours are Wednesday and Thursday, 12 noon to 11 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 12 noon to midnight. Some event highlights include a carnival, live entertainment, exhibits, vendors, veteran and service organizations, lots of tasty food options, and much more. There's something for the whole family. And you can purchase your tickets online in advance till June 20th, and they are a little bit cheaper online. So according to online prices, in advance, they're $8 for adults, $5 for seniors 62 and over and our military members, and $4 for juniors 6 to 12. You can also get carnival wristbands online for $30. Parking at the event is $7. There are additional promotions online that you can find, for example, Wednesday, which is Dollar Day, and Kids Day. But please visit Shasta District Fair and EventCenter.com for more details. On Thursday, June 22nd, you can check out the Palisadro Farmers Market from 3 to 6 p.m. at Country Strong Fitness, located at 9452 Deschutes Road in Palisadro. There will be plenty of fresh produce, baked goods, and crafts. Always fun to support our local farmers markets. And also, there will be a waste tire collection event on Saturday, June 24th and Sunday, June 25th for residents of Shasta County. Saturday's tire collection event will take place from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Anderson VFW Post 9650, located at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. The Sunday tire collection event will take place at Bella Vista Elementary School, located at 22661 Old Alturas Road, and that will also be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. According to the event details, Shasta County residents can drop off up to 9 tires for free, although no tires from waste tire-generating businesses. For more information, visit ShastaCounty.gov or call Shasta County Resource Management at 530-225-5787. And I know, Carl, you're going to talk about the upcoming event with your wife, Linda. So I'll let you
Linda,
take the helm.
Linda and 50 or 60 of her closest friends.
Of her best friends, yes.
Well, is that it?
Yes, sir. That is it for this week.
Okay. Anne-Marie, as usual, thank you so much for coming on in the mornings here with us on Monday mornings.
Thank you. Till next week, everyone.
Bye. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been a member of, or has been a part of our community for 16 years. It's truly a community bank. Local board of directors started in our area right here. They've just been, I've got to find the press release, but they're like the sixth best small bank in the United States under these things. And I'll find that. Or even better, maybe we'll get Cornerstone on and talk about this. This is a huge thing. Solid Bank. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. They're a sponsor for many local organizations and events. We do business at Cornerstone Community Bank. We're happy. And for more information, go to bankcornerstone.com. 7:15 in the morning here on the 19th of June, and we'll be right back.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maple, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables, all tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, quarter mile from Airport Road.
My name is Dawn Duckett. My husband John and I are fiscally conservative Republicans, and we support the recall of Kevin Cry. We are among the silent majority of hardworking, law-abiding Republicans throughout Shasta County who are outraged. Many Republicans agree that Kevin Cry is not a fiscal conservative, and he must be removed before his wasteful spending and careless decision-making bankrupt Shasta County, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town, working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel while set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. 7:19 in the morning here on the 19th of June. It's about 54 degrees out there as I kind of casually look over, because my outdoor temperatures, they're kind of close, 68 on my little weather time and all that. It doesn't show any rain. It shows some clouds. But the this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. The Shasta Regional Medical Center, as you heard last week, is bringing in 13 new doctors for the residency program. 13 new doctors for the residency program. They are going to be they're coming in from all over the United States, and they will be here for 3 years. And they will be working with local doctors, with the hospital, local specialists here. And one of the things that one of the reasons that Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing this is to introduce doctors from other places about the beauty and the reasons why it would probably be a good fit for them to live up here in Shasta County in this area in Redding. I think it's a great plan, and this is going to be like, you know, anywhere from 8 to 12 doctors a year. So let's start every year and in our area here. So that's a win-win-win for everybody. And that's brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay, so what is Juneteenth? Juneteenth, June 19th, it's federal holiday, started in 2021, as we know, and it's derived its name from combining June and 19th. It is celebrated on the anniversary of the order by Major General Gordon Granger, proclaiming freedom for enslaved people in Texas on June 19th, 1865, 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was issued. Originated in Galveston, Juneteenth has been observed annually in various parts of the United States, often broadly celebrating African-American culture. It was first recognized, as I said, as a federal holiday in 2021, when President Joe Biden signed the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act into law. So 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was issued, the word finally got to Texas.
Wow. Well, I'm sure
after the war was over.
They probably didn't want to share that right out.
Probably not, but I imagine some of the other southern states, it wasn't probably broadly announced in 1863. It probably wasn't broadly announced.
And then even then, I mean, imagine being cut loose like that if you have no resources, no land, no money.
Nothing.
You're starting off totally. Of course.
In many cases, no education.
Yeah.
Anything. They had made a dependent culture for slaves.
Right.
And as horrible as it was, and it was horrible, you see the same thing in colonial powers that came into Africa. And, you know, they divided Africa up in the 1800s among, I don't know, the Portuguese, the Italians,
Spanish,
the Brits, the Spanish, and all this. And when they were fighting for their independence, when they gave them their independence, they just said, okay, it's yours. Well, but with no training and most of the bureaucracy at the higher levels and mid levels was run by the colonial powers. So they just cut the people loose without the training or letting them, you know, say, okay, give us 3 years to bring your people in, or 5 years and train them and all this. But no, they just left.
Then you have a power vacuum.
And you have a power vacuum. And, right. You know, it's there's many things we've done throughout history that could have been done a lot better or not even started. Okay. So what's happening around here? In the Record Searchlight, Dave Binda has a good article. And by the way, the Record Searchlight this week, for some reason, maybe because it was Father's Day, it was like a total regurgitation of everything I've read this week, and last week was in the paper this weekend. You know, with a few changes, you know, on the national. But this article right here, they're talking about affordable housing and all the affordable housing, what's going on in Redding, and it is absolutely booming. Local and out-of-town developers are coming in. They're working with the city and county to build more income-eligible housing. Now, is affordable housing different than low-income housing?
No, it isn't. It's the same term. It could be HUD or, you know, some subsidized housing.
Yeah. There's going to be an apartment complex at Placer and San Francisco streets on the west side. The latest project to be approved by the Redding Planning Commission. I'm going to get Cameron on. I want to talk to him about this. Steve Beatty, executive director of Redding Housing Authority, said that an unprecedented amount of about 830 affordable housing units have been built or have started the development phase over the last 3 years. Now, here's the thing about affordable housing, too. This could be a working family that just can't find a place. It's tough out there trying to find a place to rent. And, I mean, we've got like 2% of the homes or properties here in Redding are available for rental. It should be anywhere from 5 to 10%. So we're way below that. So new housing is a necessity, and it looks like our area is really going for it. They have them, of course, on Market and California Street, both in downtown Redding. It's the busiest time for the city of Redding for developing affordable housing in history, to be honest, Bade said. Redding received a lot money also after the car fire to set, to build new homes for people. And some of that's still going on. What else? Dave Rutledge, president of the Community Revitalization and Development Corporation, said there's a tremendous amount of demand for affordable housing as market rates for studio and one-bedroom apartments have gone up significantly, and we talked about that. People pay up to 70% of their monthly income just to find a place to live. And it should be around 30%. You know, if you're buying a house, if you're looking at something, 30% of your income should go to for a place to live. Other things that are going on. How about the Costco? The grading permits have been leased, so they're going to start moving dirt, certainly, during the summer, before the end of the summer. And when they open up, though, it's not clear. It's going to be where the new Costco is. Chipotle, McDonald's, Jersey Mike's, and Great Clips will join Costco in the shopping center. And that one's right across kind of – where's the new In-N-Out? Isn't that across the
it's on
freeway?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got Panda Express and you've got –
over on the east side of the freeway.
Yeah, the east side of the freeway.
And then on the west side, Costco has that big lot in front. Yeah. Is that the area they're talking about?
I'm not sure, but it looks like it. And it's also also the old Costco is getting developed. And it's going to be developed into an at-home store and anchor the Riverbend. It's now called Riverbend Commons Center. And that will also feature the first Chili's. And no word when that work will start. So the old Costco has been taken over. The new Costco is going to have new places in there. And across the, on the east side of the freeway, it's got like Ross Dress for Less and Pandas and a number of other stores. And you can say, well, what's the anchor store there? Well, it's always going to be In-N-Out.
Yes. Well, especially on the freeway. And people that were coming from Oregon used to stop at the In-N-Out on Dana.
Yeah.
And now they're more and more starting to stop off at Bonneville.
I will tell you is that the lines at the In-N-Out, our original In-N-Out, have gone down.
Yeah.
That's been noticeable. Either that or you pick the right 5 minutes where you can get up and you're only like five cars back. Which, you know, for In-N-Out, five cars is like being, you know.
That's nothing.
You're at the front of the line.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then while you're waiting, there's like another six or seven cars. Yeah, it's probably the time of the day. Where do they find these kids that work at In-N-Out?
Aren't they great?
I mean, they are truly. I mean, they look like they come out of like central casting. We need this many people to be. You have to have no tattoos that show. You've got to be pleasant. You've got to be, nice to people. And
they
all
have
this.
A high expectation,
Whoa.
And that's why all kids can meet that expectation if it's there.
If it's there.
If it's there.
We have new neighbors across the street, and their daughter works there.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. It kind of tells you something. That, hey, she's working in a, and I imagine that during rush hour there, that it's a pretty high-stress environment, that they can work there and keep their wits about them. So that's kind of cool. Yeah, you know, at a variety of places. But Jersey Mike's opening up their second place out there by the new Costco. That's cool. We know the people that own Jersey Mike's. They are very, very supportive of veterans events and veterans out there, Bev and Joe. So.
And what about the bicycle place that McConnell opened down the street?
Yeah, just
here?
Down the street. And now there's electric bicycles all over town that you can rent.
I've seen that, yeah.
We'll see. We'll see how that works, especially during the summer.
We should do a KCNR Market Street tour.
Well, we are getting the new Market Street Center. The Heydrichs are coming in with Chris Heydrichs coming in with Danny Knott. Not Danny, but Alan Knott, to talk about the new Market Center downtown. I'm really interested to hear what they're going to do there.
Cool.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, and so much more. They've got them all sizes. You can work on your property or you can get them for big jobs there. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance match detachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted years in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio here on June 19th at 7:35 in the morning, about 54 degrees out there. May get rain later on today, maybe even thunderstorms. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As you know, many insurance companies are literally not writing personal property and homeowners insurance in California anymore. Big ones, largest one in the nation, State Farm, Farmers, many others, or they're not renewing policies. What do you do during this time? You give Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial a call. Judy's been doing this since 1993. She is truly an expert on this. If you want somebody to tell you, okay, here's your options, and somebody that can help you find insurance at an affordable rate, give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441. It's pretty serious, all this that's going on, and there's a variety of reasons it's happening. One of them is just the cost. They take in half of what they pay out, the insurance company. So there's got to be ways that this can be fixed. And maybe this is just a way of pushing the state into finding a way that makes it viable for insurance companies. Who knows? But in between, you're caught there. Give Judy a call. 7:36 in the morning. Let's talk about Colt 45s. Linda and I went to a game Saturday night, another game. And it was, it was a warm day. But by 7 o'clock, the sun had gone down. And 7:30, quarter to 8, the wind's coming off the river. The breeze coming off the river. And it is absolutely phenomenal how good it feels. And it's a great game. You can get everything there that you want, hot dogs, hamburgers. Well, maybe not everything. If you're looking for, like, Vichy Swat, you probably won't get it. But hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, wine, beer, cowbells, because we need cowbells, right? What I think we need, I have a fever, and the only thing that's going to fix it is cowbells. Anyway, it's a great family event. It's a great event there. And I see a lot of kids. And I have 4 tickets, a family pack, to go to the Colt 45s. Somebody gives me a call at 605-4567 and pick up your and they're good for any game in the season, okay? And we got games this week and this weekend. And it's just a really good way to enjoy an evening is the Colt 45s baseball. It's good. It's exciting. Good kids out there. And you're right there on the field. I mean, not on the field, but you're close to all the action, everything that happens there. Okay, the first person calls 605-4567. Okay, Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'd like to speak to your affordable housing.
Okay.
Boy, you know, it's so doggone expensive to build a house. I forget what concrete costs now, but I mean,
it's a lot. It's a lot.
Part of the problem is the building departments. They used to be able to charge $34,000. Now I heard it up to $40,000 in some instances, just for permit fees to build a house. No wonder people can't afford to build things like that. I mean, a young man was just getting out of the Marine Corps, and he told his mom, he says, I'm not coming back to Redding. I want to build my own place, and I can't afford that. They're running the young people off. And, my God, a young person just getting out of the military, what better person could you ask for than somebody getting out of the Marines or Navy or Army or anything? And they're running them off. I think they should they're building a bureaucracy. Those people can charge whatever they want to build a house or to, if you want to just put in a water heater, I mean, they charge you for that permit fees. And they can, we don't get a chance to vote on how much it's going to be. And they just decide what they want. And no wonder people aren't coming back. No wonder people can't build houses. So anyhow, that's my comment.
Your permit fees are set by part of them are set by the state. But yes, there are some of it's set by the county, and you do have a say in it. You've got a board of supervisors, and or a city, and those people are elected. So you do have a say in it. We've had the permit guys in here, and they've streamlined things. They've got that big new rule that says you don't have to everything. If you have a non-permitted structure on your property and you pulled a permit for something else, you do not have to get a permit for the other one. That's, that was a big step. I'm not saying the fees aren't high, because they are. So then I guess it's time to ask somebody on the city council and somebody on the board of supervisors, find out what the fees are and see why are they so high.
Okay, I think I'll have to do that. I'll have to talk to Patrick or...
Yeah, those guys are the ones in charge of it. If I remember right, the board of the Reading City Council at one point years ago put a moratorium on fees, didn't they? Yeah, so if they did it once, is it time to do it again? Or why is the cost there?
Yeah, and that's why some of these people, gosh sakes, the different fires that burnt these people out, I mean, it burned everything they owned.
Yeah,
so
but
now
they're
living in travel trailers or motor homes.
I don't think, Ron, that they have to pull permits. I think that they can rebuild without going through that permitting process. If they had a three-bedroom house, they can build a three-bedroom house. If they're going to build a five-bedroom house, then I think it's different. But they can replace what they lost without that permitting process. You might check
without
on that.
Without the high fee?
Yeah, because they've already paid for it once.
Okay, well.
You might want to check on that.
Okay, I think I will. But, I mean, like I said, that young man getting out of the Marine Corps,
yeah.
What better type of a person could you
yeah.
possibly ask for than a young veteran?
Yeah.
And they're running these people off.
Well, there's there's a lot of things. I think just the state of California runs people off, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Did I get a phone call about tickets? I can't believe.
Yeah, it's amazing. It hasn't
Wait
come
a minute.
In.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's try this again. I've got four tickets. I have a family pack to go to the Colt 45s games. It's truly a great experience. And you can use them any time this year, and they play to the end of July. So it's not this weekend, or it's not, a specific day. You can use them anytime. 605-4567. Okay. Moving on. You know what the body mass index is, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, the body mass index is used by your insurance company. Yeah, phone calls are coming. By insurance companies to say if you're overweight or not. You have a BMI, which is the body mass index, between 18.5 and 24.9 among adults. You're considered age 20 and above. You're classified as healthy. Between 25 and 29.9 is seen as overweight, while a value of 30 and above is classified as obese. And this is your height times your weight. Okay, so the AMA has just come out and said, has warned against using the body mass index as a sole metric to determine whether an individual is overweight or not, citing historical harm from the measurements. In June 14th, press release, AMA said the BMI as a measurement tool was, quote, racist, as it is largely relied on data collected from generations of non-Hispanic white population. Organization said that the relative body shape and composition of human beings differ across racial and ethnic groups, gender, sexes, and ages. And these are essential when applying BMI and must not be used as a sole criterion to deny any appropriate insurance reimbursement. The BMI is significantly correlated with the amount of fat mass in the general population. It loses predictability when applied to an individual group set stated. This is absolutely true in the Marine Corps. and I'm sure in the other services, but we had people that were qualified as being obese because of their height times their weight. And they had like 4% body fat.
But these could just be big guys, right?
Well, these are big guys that, you know, they don't take into account muscle and body fat. And so we, in the military, at least in the Marine Corps, we went to measuring body fat. And you could have a guy that was certified obese by a BMI and yet have 3 or 4% body fat, 5% body fat, under 6% body fat. That guy's not fat.
Right.
I mean, he's a Hulk. But if you just use BMI, and then so, because, you know, we had, you know, the weight control programs going all the time, and then you get a guy, you know, and if you just looked at BMI, you'd have a third of the Marine Corps on it. And that's not what it was built for.
Be like the line guys on a football team or something.
Well, I've seen some of those, and they probably are beasts, but yeah, but that's what I'm talking
right.
about. You're looking at some of these runners and some of the linemen there that are like a Gronkowski or you know, some of these guys that maybe they're hitting overweight on their on the BMI, yet they're not overweight. It's muscle. You know, they've got, you know, they've packed the muscle on, and it should always be come down to body fat. They should just measure the body fat and then say, okay, then you can say a person is obese or overweight. Yeah. Well, and you look at, like to get to a 23, to make, you know, so you're healthy. I mean, have you had a BMI done lately?
I haven't, but I got to share with you, you know,
yeah.
because of my arthritis, my wife Pam, who is a total health expert.
Oh man, is she?
She put me on a low inflammation diet. Carl, and this is no joke, a few months ago, I literally could not get dressed. I was in so much pain.
My gosh.
And then after about 1.5 months, maybe 2 months, all of those symptoms subsided. And so basically what it amounts to is, you know, no carbs or sugar. Are very low, you know, you don't make a steady diet of it, and a lot of meat. And it has really, you know, set me back on where I can actually be active and work. And so as a result, though, you're going to lose weight. Anybody that does that, it's just you can't help it. And, you know, I'm probably down in that process about 12 pounds from where I was prior to that. Anyhow, that's what, you know, I noticed the difference. I don't have the neck pain. I don't have the back pain, the shoulder pain. You know, it's really, really.
Well, I'm sure. You know, I'm convinced, as is Linda and many people, that a lot of the pain we have is caused by things we eat, and the obesity that we see today in our young people is by the foods we eat, mm-hmm. as opposed to eating foods that your grandparents ate. You didn't see that, of course, when you're. Grandparents were around, there wasn't like McDonald's and,
right.
and a thousand different, if you looked at what's going out at Costco's, Chipotle, other places across the street, you know, In-N-Out and Panda and Express and all these. I mean, you didn't see those before. Okay. Anyway, we have to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. It's right on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. It's been there for a long time. The family's owned the property, I think, for over 100 years. And you get a great, absolutely great car wash. Friendly people. Some of those people have been working there for like 15 years. He started his kids out of high school, and they're there, and they're making a living wage for their family, obviously. And really good people down there, and your car or truck comes out looking great. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, and you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean. 7:48 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Wind River Resort and Casino is putting the glamour in your next camping trip with our $70,000 summer glamping swipe to win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win instant prizes like free drawing entries for your chance to win a 2023 Coleman Lantern trailer. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawings on June 29th and July 27th. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me.
Welcome welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. I got Pat Karch here. And,
good morning.
Just let me say to everybody, I love Pat Karch. He is one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. Now I can just say that. And he and his wonderful wife, Pam, who is now moving to sainthood after being married to you for all these years.
True enough.
You started that Piano Angels.
Well, we inherited it from Frank Strazzarina. We're nearly
yes, that's true.
500 pianos. We've almost nearly 500 pianos have moved.
Every time I see it on Facebook, I put a big like on it and or a love, and then I share it because you have made so many families happy.
You know, and I want to thank you, Carl, for advertising for our big music giveaway, which was on Saturday a couple days ago.
How was that?
It was very successful. It was the biggest crowd ever. We gave away thousands of dollars worth of PA equipment and instruments, and literally thousands of pieces of music. It was packed. And in the process, we made $1,338 in donations.
Wow.
So thank you for your advertising.
Oh, no. No, I mean, this is such a, this is what we do. You know, we put out all these things. And that reminds me, my friends, if you've got something going on and you want some time on the radio, we're more than happy. We saved spots for that. I mean, we're sold out a lot of times. And, I know it's hard to believe sometimes, but, we're sold out a lot, in the sense of that 6A to 7P, but we always leave spots for events like that, for your organizations, Caring Heroes, anything like this. What we'll do is we'll move spots from that advertise the station and some others that we have, we will put those in there. But we do it free of charge. The only thing you have to do is come in here and cut that spot. And we are more than happy to help you with that. And if you can't cut the spot, we'll get somebody to do it for you after you've tried 15 times. Somebody else will walk in and say, let me help. So, no, that's happened a couple of times, you know. So that's why you hear our voices on a lot of these things. People are, you know.
Nervous or whatever.
It's rare that happens, though. Most people, I've had people come in here, never cut a spot before in their life. They come up here, boom, they hit it the first time. And, you know, because sometimes when I do Who's On Tomorrow, the guys are in here with me for 10 minutes while I thoroughly screw it up. You know what? If they kept the outtakes on me, you could sell them.
Oh, totally. I used to stave them up, and then I thought, you know what? I don't want these to fall into the wrong hands, so I ended up deleting them.
I describe things as I go along. And just let me tell you, the one that has gotten the most attention.
Which one is that?
The ooey, gooey, cheesy sandwich. When I read that the first time, and it said, I have to say this? Yes, it's the ooey, gooey, cheesy sandwich for Black Bear Diner. And it took me probably 15 minutes to cut a 30-second commercial because you try to say ooey gooey cheesy sandwich and with other words around it and make it sound so it makes sense. And I went up to Bruce Dean, who owns, his family owns the Black Bear Diners. And by the way, Bruce Dean could put this Black Bear Diner anywhere he wanted in the United States to headquarters. And it would probably make sense to move it, you know, more to the center of the country because they've got spots all over. I went up to him, and he's only like 6'5". I went up, I tapped him on the chest. I said, let's hear you say ooey gooey cheesy sandwich five times in a row. And he laughed. You know, it's like, I know. And so now they're playing it again. So when you hear the ooey gooey cheesy sandwich, I mean, it's great. I mean, the food's great down there. We all know that. But to try and do that commercial took a little time. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. I like talking about Four Winds Jewelry and Rebecca and Henry. It's locally owned, locally operated. They bought it from Leonard, and Leonard had it here. I mean, they're in like 30 years of business here in Reading at Hilltop Drive, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have a watch repairman in there that just can do almost anything. He can build a watch from scratch. There's no doubt in my mind. But batteries in there, in, out, get those batteries in there. And what a fantastic selection of jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry. Everything you can imagine. At Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, what else? AT&T, I've got to get this in here real quick. AT&T is closing its flagship store. Guess where? Downtown San Francisco. You're right.
Not surprising.
Now, they're going to have other ones in town, but the one right, and this is what they said, consumer shopping habits continue to change, and we're changing with them. That's been serving customers where they are through the right mix of retail stores, digital channels, and our phone-based care team. And also because of the amount of crime, filth, and general lack of care of the city of San Francisco to protect us. Okay, that was not in their statement. I just kind of added that. The closure will leave San Francisco with 11 remaining AT&T stores, so that's not too bad, and they're going to try and move all their employees to different locations. However, last month, T-Mobile closed its flagship store in Union Square. Cinemark closed its downtown San Francisco movie theater, following news that Westfield will abandon the massive San Francisco Center on Market Street, and they just gave that one back to the bank. That historic 8-story building on Powell Street was built in 1921. So, yep, it's tough doing business in downtown San Francisco. All right, we're going to break from the news. We're going to come back. We're going to have Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect with Susan Wilson and, yes, Nathan Pinkley. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Shasta, Redding, KCNR.
35 minutes. A meeting between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing. The sit-down came as Blinken wrapped up a 2-day visit to China. The two sides still far apart on a range of issues, including this.
I raised as a priority the issue of synthetic opioids and fentanyl, a crisis in the United States.
From coast to coast, it has been an exceedingly violent few days.
8 people killed, over 40 others shot in another violent weekend in Chicago. Elsewhere, 2 people were murdered, 3 wounded in a shooting near a Washington State campground area hosting a music festival. In Carson, south of Los Angeles, a shooting during a pool party left 8 people wounded. In Idaho, 4 people shot dead in Kellogg, east of Coeur d'Alene. And in St. Louis, a 17-year-old boy killed, nearly a dozen other teens injured when a gunman opened fire at a party. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Well, summer has not officially arrived yet, but the summer-like heat has settled in across parts of the South and the Plains, a record-setting heat wave in some places. At the National Weather Service, Benjamin Schott says in Louisiana, even darkness brings no relief.
The temperatures aren't really getting even below 80 degrees at night, and the heat indices are still pushing upper 90s to around 100 all through the overnight period. So, you know, there's a lot of issues there because, you know, heat is a thing that keeps gnawing at you every single day.
Meanwhile, the weekend brought more wild weather to parts of the southeast, tornadoes touching down, and more enormous hailstones wreaking havoc across parts of Arkansas, Mississippi, and Texas. And India has been suffering through a deadly heat wave. Nearly 170 fatalities reported so far. Wall Street has a day off, trading to resume tomorrow. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
The United Nations reassessing its approach to Taliban-ruled Afghanistan.
The United Nations is treading an awkward path in Afghanistan, spending billions on humanitarian relief for millions of Afghans, something the Taliban welcomes, but also bearing witness to the exclusion of women and girls from public life. Even working for UN aid agencies is now forbidden to Afghan women. Some question whether the UN should even carry on in Afghanistan. Others say the humanitarian needs are too great to abandon.
The BBC's Imogene Folks. Israel says its troops came under fire during an arrest raid in the West Bank, and that touched off the latest round of deadly bloodshed in the region. At least 3 Palestinians killed, a number of Israeli soldiers wounded in a fierce gun battle, the latest in more than a year of violence between Israel and the Palestinians. News and analysis at townhall.com. Some big multinationals, including Amazon, Marriott, and Hilton, are pledging to hire more than 13,000 Ukrainian women and other refugees in Europe over the next 3 years.
Just ahead of World Refugee Day on Tuesday, more than 40 corporations said they will hire, connect to work, or train a total of 250,000 refugees. Of the total, 13,680 of them will get jobs directly in those companies. The U.N. says 110 million people have been displaced worldwide, with an estimated 12 million from Ukraine in the largest movement of refugees in Europe since World War II.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Microsoft says this month's disruptions to its flagship Office suite, including the Outlook email app, were denial-of-service attacks by a shadowy new hacktivist group. The group calling itself Anonymous Sudan may have ties to Russia. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. Why? Because we have this huge event coming at the Cascade Theater on Saturday called Encore. And James Santos has come back to be the producer and director of this. And what they've done is they've taken people who have been in other shows at the Cascade musicals and or music events at the Cascade, and they put them together. So you're going to have a night of singing and dancing that is just outstanding. The other part of that is that, you know, some people have gone to get tickets, and they've got in these scalping agencies or trying to sell them for, you know, $250. No.
Right here in Shasta County?
Oh, yeah. I mean, any event, you know, you go to it, and if you go to the first or second one, they'll be glad to sell you tickets for like five times the price. So you go to cascadetheater.org, and get your tickets there. They're like $40, $45 in seats throughout the house. So
none of that Ticketmaster, StubHub.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. They jump the prices up. Yeah. So that's going to be this Saturday at 7 p.m.
And Linda's in it.
Linda's in it. She's in four different numbers there.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. So you know and it's going to be a night of fun. So cascadetheater.org. Go down there. That's where you get your tickets. Okay. What's the weather look like, buddy?
Well, it's looking pretty good for this week, but we're going to have a slight chance of showers between 11 and 2 today, and then a slight chance of thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It's going to be mostly clear tonight. On Tuesday, it'll be sunny around 78, starting to warm up. Wednesday, going to be sunny up near 87, so warm weather is headed our way again. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it's going to be up in the upper 80s, lower 90s, looking like a great week of sunshine.
It is 56 degrees right now and sunny, and the weather reports are always brought to you by, excuse me, Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. It's a family-owned business. It's been around for several decades. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, and it is has discounts for seniors and veterans, and they've got other plans for people. That's the Kenny family. Chuck, I think, just got back from Vietnam, where he was in a with a group that are finding missing in America, and they have they're on a dig there. They found the helicopter, and they were moving into the spot they think where the three soldiers were buried, a possible spot there. So as soon as he gets back and rest up a little bit, we'll have him on and talk about it. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach him at 530-365-3793. Okay, it's Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect Regular Day. Susan Wilson, and you brought a guest.
I did, and it's delightful to be here on Juneteenth. My guest today is Nathan. I'm going to let Nathan do some of the introduction of himself because he knows a lot more about himself than I do. But I met Nathan on a telephone call, a couple-hour telephone call, a little while ago, and I thought he would be of interest to us as we approach the whole mission of Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and that is
advocating respect and figuring out how we do really hard things respectfully, the right way. You know, how do we change things that way? So Nathan's my hero in a way, you know, because he's been through some hard things here in Shasta County, and I think it's really important that we support his efforts to do things, respond to things that have happened to him in a way that moves our county forward, you know. Anyway, so that's what I'm after.
Okay, and just to let everybody know, if you've got questions or comments, when you call in, Pat's going to write them down because I lose control. Yeah, I don't want this to become a pissing contest about and on all of this. Well, and it will be. So I just want to I want to be able to talk about this issue, and I'll
in
ask questions.
In a respectful way. The way that's important to me.
I will ask your questions. Yeah. You know, go to our chat room, kcnr1460.com. Hop in there. It's easy. Or just if you have a question, just call and give it to Pat. And remember, Pat's just answering the phone. He gets paid at a magnificent salary of less than, I think you're up minimum wage now.
It's all worth it, Carl. It's worth it. It's community radio.
Okay. Nathan.
Thank you for having me on the show, Carl. And thank you, Susan. I just think this is a great opportunity to be able to, you know, talk about recent events in Shasta County, certain socio-political issues that the county's dealing with. And, you know, when that thing that happened at the board chambers, it happened to me and I was sort of the main person involved there, but I think it sort of represents a larger, you know, issue that is going on in Shasta County, especially with some of the local politicians that we have.
In your opinion here.
Yes. Okay.
And we have our ground rules, too, that we went over. So,
yes.
Let's start with the biggest one, if you don't mind, on what happened at the board chambers.
So I've been attending those meetings since around June of 2020 or so. I've spoken many, many times, probably it's 75% of the meetings since then I've attended and, you know, spoken for my 3 minutes, sometimes multiple times during a meeting. And Alex Bilecki, he's a gentleman that, well, gentleman, but he's a guy that's attended those meetings for as long as I can remember.
And city council, by the way.
Yeah.
I've been to those. Council,
yeah,
right.
So, I mean, that's how I know him.
Yeah. And I found out after all the stuff came out that he'd actually previously had a restraining order against him.
Cut now. We're cutting out there, buddy. We okay? Okay.
Good.
Keep going.
Okay. For sending some sort of or saying some sort of threatening thing to one of the previous supervisors, and since that supervisor's no longer there, he was allowed to re-enter the meetings.
Okay.
And so a lot of the times when I've seen him speak, it seemed a little, you know, disjointed, you know, kind of difficult to follow what his point is during his public comments. I believe he knows who I am. He's been there many times that I've been there. You know, he knows my ideologies, and it's hard for me to believe that he doesn't at this point. And so he was speaking on that issue of putting tiny homes in Shasta County, which I actually did. I do commend Chris Kellstrom for, you know, proposing some sort of affordable housing for the county. But for some reason, Mr. Bilecki didn't seem to appreciate that. And, you know, he said that he's not a fool and that he's not that word. And I was sitting in the front row, and there's a way that he sort of delivers his public comments where he doesn't – you're supposed to spend your time speaking to the Board of Supervisors and addressing the Board of Supervisors. He will turn his entire body to the audience and speak to the audience, you know. And I've actually seen supervisors correct other people in the past and say you need to address the board instead of people in the audience. But he – was looking at the audience, looked at me multiple times, and then he says that word, and it just angered me. It made me very angry. I just felt like, you know, I've been referred to that. I've been called that word a number of times over the years in this county, and to have that word be allowed, you know, to be spoken in what's supposed to be a government public meeting, just it just didn't seem right, you know. And so I got upset. I broke the decorum rules. I, you know, yelled at him, told him to shut up. And then I felt like in that moment that it would have been a good thing for the chair of the board to at least tell Mr. Bilecki that he should not be using language like that, especially in a government meeting, because there's already, you know, the rules of decorum on the public comment card that vulgarity and things like that are not to be used. And I think it was a little bit frustrating for me that instead of, you know, chastising Mr. Bilecki for using the most powerful word in the English language, that the chair chose to, you know, reprimand me for being upset about it.
For speaking from your seat,
from
right?
Speaking from the seat,
now,
yeah.
Now, this is where, and then at that point, you chose to leave.
I did, yes.
Okay, see, and this is where it's morphed into, if you don't mind me saying it, it's morphed into that you were told to leave right after that comment.
Which you were not.
I was not.
You chose to get up and say, hey, look, I'm going to cool off.
Yep, that's exactly what I did.
It was later on that you were at, you know, that they escorted you out.
Right.
What I want to make clear to everybody, though, is that when the things I read is when Bilecki said that, and it is, it's a horrible word, that it was given the impression that when you complained about it, you were escorted out of the room.
Right.
And that's not what happened.
No, I was escorted out when
later on
when I came back in, and this is probably at least 20 minutes after coming back in. I sat there, was completely quiet, listening to other public commenters, and then Supervisor Tim Garman, after one of the public comment had ended, or I believe somebody was done, he spoke up and said that, you know, that he was appalled by that word. There's no racism is not, you know, I think he said racism sucks and there's no place for it in this day and age. And then Supervisor Mary Rickert, you know, joined in and also condemned that language. And I think it was at this point where Supervisor or Chair Jones could have just gone on to the next issue on the agenda. But I believe he knew that his words, what he was going to say, were going to upset me. He decided to take that opportunity to use the First Amendment to defend Alex Bilecki's usage of that word. And then, you know, they say that I yelled at him from the crowd in that moment. I was sitting in the very front row. I basically spoke at this volume and said, I interrupted him and I said, so it's okay to use that word, you know, but it's not okay for me to do what I'm doing right now. And then Jones actually yelled back at me much louder than I had spoken to him and said, you know, asked the sheriff's deputy to, he said something like, you're doing it again, Nathan, you're breaking out from the audience. And then I said, I don't care. You know, at that point, I was very frustrated that Jones decided to make that decision to, what best case scenario, he could have condemned that language. But you know, even better, just said nothing and moved on. But I think the point that he chose to defend Mr. Bilecki's usage of that word was specifically to upset me. And it did. I believe.
that's what you think.
That is my belief.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk about that a little bit. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, Jeff Worst has been doing this for a couple of decades, and he is truly an automotive expert. When he repairs your windshield, he guarantees it for life, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. As you know, he fixed about a 10-inch crack on my windshield 15 years ago, and you still can't see it. That's the kind of work he does. Don't take a chance on your safety. On your family safety. That chip can go into a crack across your windshield, you know, right away. Bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis, and get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. Don't go to those guys on the side of the road. I mean, this is just my opinion. He's fixed our windshield many times, and I have nothing but good things to say about Jeff Worst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a local business. Give them a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back.
Puff the magic drive. in a land called Honolulu. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Pop and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Pop, the magic dragon.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance-matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
If you are 50 years or old, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
No New Year's Day. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Today, June 19th, excuse me. Gosh, you know, weekends are tough. Weekends are tough on me. You know, weekends are just tough on me. 8:23 in the morning, and it's about 58 degrees out there. We may get some thunderstorms later on. This portion of the show brought to you by the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, and they have a home fall prevention program. This no-cost program to the participants' whole mission is reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. People are just happier if they can stay in their homes and they get injured and have to leave. It's tough getting them back in, especially if they're elderly. Give PSA2 Area on Agency a call at 530-842-1687 for more information. See if you if you qualify for this. I'm here with Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and Susan Wilson, and she brought Nathan as her guest today, and Nathan is well known in the community for a variety of reasons. We're talking about what happened at the Board of Supervisors meeting the other day when this guy used a very pejorative term. It has no place.
It has no place in our society
well,
anywhere.
Any type of racial degradation, whether it's black, white, Hispanic, Asian, any of these, it doesn't have a spot. And then what happened afterwards, and we cleared up that he was not asked to leave right after that was said. He left, Nathan left on his own, and then later on it, he was escorted out. Jones apologized after that.
Jones, I think there's a difference between apologizing and saying sorry. So I think when you apologize, you are apologizing for an action from yourself. And Jones stated that he, was sorry for what Mr. Bilecki had said, but not for his action, or at least inaction, of not immediately condemning that word and then having me escorted from the chambers. I stated at that meeting that if Jones could have actually apologized for his own actions, then I could have accepted that apology, but he didn't, so, and then in turn, I didn't accept that apology.
Well, here's the thing about apologies. I got stuck in that, too. Somebody said something on our station that was not right. I immediately took him off the air. Got rid of all of his archives immediately.
Right.
Apologized, but it wasn't enough. That apology was weak sauce. Oh, okay. I mean, I don't know. So I apologized again, and that still wasn't good enough. And so I said, fine. Third time, I wrote it, said, I'm sorry it happened. I didn't say it. Linda didn't say it. We took action right away. And by the way, if you look at your publication, there's a lot of horrible things being said there. I don't hold you responsible for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the last part on it. So maybe I'm a little prickly about apologies.
Right.
Taking the time to do it. And because it doesn't meet the, quote, parameters.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a level of intention that can be felt when somebody is actually truly remorseful for something that they've done. You can say words, but you can definitely tell when somebody is truly actually sorry for an action that they have done. And I don't feel Mr. Jones was. I think that there was a lot of people in that room that day that were in opposition to him, and I believe that he was most likely, suggested to at least make some sort of apology to me on behalf of the community for whatever reason. But I've stated earlier that I believe Mr. Jones was attempting to upset me, which, again, that was my opinion, but this is just based off of my interaction with Jones in the past. 2 years ago at a board meeting during a situation that happened at Market Street Bladenboro that I don't really want to get into again, I had asked Mr. Jones a question during my public comment, and he responded by saying that, I don't like you. I think you're a domestic terrorist. You participated in the Seattle riots, which, by the way, I did not. I've never participated in a riot in my entire life. And so he's just clearly had a disdain for me for quite a while.
So it's more of a, you think it's a personal thing?
I do believe it's fully personal. I do believe, personally, Mr. Jones does not like me.
And well, that does happen. That does happen.
Yeah.
One of the comments I'd like to make, though, quickly, is that I always think it's awkward when someone is expected to apologize for what somebody else does. So I go back to your thing. What you expected, actually, from Mr. Jones was to apologize for his behavior,
right,
not for Mr. Bilecki's behavior.
No.
And I think that that's a really important factoid in this whole discussion.
Well, but also, when Mr. Jones said, just talking about the First Amendment, there's an online publication called the Shasta Scout, Annalise Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
And she,
a lot of respect for that woman.
So do I. And she put in there, she went to an organization that their whole mission mm-hmm. is the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. And he addressed this. And, you know, the fact is, as horrible as it is, it falls under his First mm-hmm. Amendment rights. Mm-hmm. Now, how it was handled at the meeting, we can argue about that one back and forth. I know how I would have handled it, but it's, you know, now I'm looking at Monday morning quarterbacking.
Right.
If it had happened. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I know what I would have done. But I can't lay that on Nathan, and I can't lay it on Jones or Cry or any of them. Mm-hmm. So
no, I don't blame Patrick Jones for what Mr. Bielecki said.
Yeah,
he couldn't control
but
that.
But then you did bring up, and when he could have addressed it, he talked about the First Amendment. And the First Amendment, and as rough as it is at times, I mean, it protects you and things you say.
Mm-hmm.
And you say some contentious things, Nathan.
Right.
You know it.
I think we all say contentious things.
We all
things.
Do. I mean,
so
I don't want
Nathan to take the responsibility for humankind.
No. I'm just saying is that we all do that.
Yeah, we do. We do.
And,
we do. And we deserve the protection. But you know, that goes back then, Carl, to what are social norms for our culture?
Well, that's what I hope we can get into
yeah.
on this and what bigotry really is.
Yeah.
And that'll be after the break, though.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. I've been going there for 15 years. It's a barbershop, my friends. It's not a hair salon.
You can tell by looking at your hair.
Yeah, you can tell that. But it's not a hair salon. You get your hair cut there. I've never had a bad haircut in 15 years. So what can I say? It's better known. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and they work by appointment, so it makes it work on your schedule. You don't have to wait in line. You can just come on in there and get your hair cut. And sometimes I just catch up on Car and Driver afterwards. It's located, again, it's right off of Athens Avenue across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, and you can reach them at 530-244-9478. 8:31 in the morning, 56 degrees. We'll be right back.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance-matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Reading, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You're making that decision.
The whole day through. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBont. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. On Hilltop, 2173 Hilltop, all your tobacco needs, everything that you could want there, plus the finest walk-in humidor in the North State for those special cigars for Father's Day or other parties. Really nice people down there. They support a lot of events that happen here and running kind of those secret angels that go out and donate a lot of stuff and a lot of money to these events. That's Tobacco and Brew, open 6 days a week. I'm here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and she brought with her Nathan
Blaze.
I wasn't sure which way we were going here.
Yeah.
And we're talking about what happened in the in the board meeting. In the aftermath and all this. But I wanted to move on to back to Susan here. And we're talking about in the culture in Northern California, maybe all of California, bigotry, if you look at the definition, and I hate doing this, but it kind of puts us on the same level. Obstinate or unreasonable attachment to a belief, opinion, or faction in particular prejudice against a person or people on the basis of their membership of a particular group.
So you know this is one of my favorite conversations.
I know. And because, you know, bigotry, in my opinion, goes across the whole spectrum.
Surely it does. You know, and we on this show have talked before about sort of the background, some of the background of bigotry. Some of bigotry is explicit. You know, I feel this way, blah, 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 blah. But there's also a part of bigotry that's implicit or unconscious. You know, we grow up in a family. We grow up a certain way. We grow up in a certain place. We learn certain things. And they become part of our brain evolution and the way that we respond to things, you know. And one of the things about bigotry I think that we need to keep in mind is that, having just read White Fragility for about the third time, we need to keep in mind that we just have to stay, bigotry is something that we have to stay really conscious of. So one of the things that I did after this happened was I talked with David Benda, and he quoted me really well in the newspaper. And I said, You know, this isn't particularly a First Amendment issue to me because I don't know enough about the First Amendment. But I will tell you that we have social norms, and part of what our social norms are meant to do is to deal with things like bigotry, you know, to deal with things that shouldn't have to have rules in a constitution to deal with. We want to face up to who we are, each of us. We want to stay conscious of, I mean, there are things that I'm really conscious of. I mean, I don't happen to worry about some of them because they're not in my world at this point in time, but there are things that I'm really conscious of. You know, I'm really conscious of, for example, I work 30 years with people with disabilities, mental retardation. I am really conscious of when somebody goes, well, what is that stupid woman doing? You know, and I just want to go over and slap them in the face. Yeah. You know, I mean,
I can't say, what is that stupid guy doing? I can't say that? Are you talking about somebody that's got a mental problem?
I'm talking about someone with a mental problem.
So they're out,
you know,
they're
and
out
you're
there,
calling them out.
They're out there screaming in the street. So you know somebody's got a problem. I think most people understand that. But to use the term, boy, was that a stupid comment, is not bigotry.
Well, maybe the thing is we can take anything out of context and make it into something else. You can take almost any comment out of context. And so, I mean, to me, language, working with people, is contextual. It's where you are, who you're with, and why you're saying what you're saying. Where does it come from? You know, and I think just as a society, we have to become much more conscious of what we're saying and how we're saying it.
Okay.
The First Amendment or not.
Okay, but have we become, in the last 10 years, more fragile?
It's just evolution and people understanding and realizing that there are certain things that are disparaging.
Have we taken it too far in many cases?
I'm not sure.
I mean, think you go to college and you can't say, you know. I mean, things you used to say in college are on, you know, I mean, you used to be able to say, all of a sudden it's become trigger words.
Right.
Oh, God, you can't say that.
I went to Berkeley.
You got to go to a safe space after you hear something. And it's like, really? Well, I mean, didn't we all grow up in a society where we fell off our bikes and, you know, fist fights? And I don't think we've gotten to a point where, and I'm not saying, you know, there is, you know, things that you should be upset about. But we've gotten to the point where it's little things that have causes all types of discontent over things that it just, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it just, you know, bounced off people.
Yeah, I think maybe 10 or 15 years ago, we were not nearly as conscious of some of the issues for individuals as we are today. That's where I would go with that comment.
Okay, we have questions. Okay, Pat.
Okay, Pat.
Well, Pat's on the phone with somebody else with a question.
I'm here, Carl.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
So what are the
Give us the question.
Okay, the gentleman had a rhetorical question at first, and then the second part of the question is what he's asking. He says, does or should the First Amendment apply at the dinner table? So that was the rhetorical part.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, should we expect the same level of decorum at public meetings?
Okay. What?
And my answer? My answer? And I train mental health boards and do a lot of work with the Brown Act around the state. I think that, yes, we should. We should. There's no reason why the dinner table should be angry, beating each other up, foul language either. I mean, we have to learn to model the behavior that we want to see.
Right.
And if we can't model that behavior at home,
if you have to flip a switch to go out in public to not say hateful things that you would normally say in the comfort of your own home, then maybe it should be a little bit more modeled at home. So that way,
I agree with you that the way you are at home
models your behavior.
Now, there's, you know, when you go after your sister or brother and they come back at you, that I look at that as different. Okay, that's different. But if you have to, you know, we shouldn't be in a society one that you have to watch everything you say. I don't care what you're saying. From what side? You shouldn't have to watch everything you say because people are people and they will make a mistake.
I don't really think you have to watch everything you say. You know, there's, have you guys ever heard of the paradox of tolerance? I can't remember who came up with this, but it's basically saying that as a society, we cannot tolerate intolerance. And so I believe there's a group of people that are intolerant of people based on their sexual orientation, based on their race, their gender. And then there's another group of people that are intolerant of those people because of their intolerance of people for things they can't help. So there are people that are angry with the way a certain type of person is and then will be hateful and bigoted towards those people. And then there are other people that will be hateful towards those people for being hateful to other people.
And that's opinions. The paradox of tolerance. Yes. I have to look that up. No, that's very interesting to me.
But see, what we're talking about, we've got to take a break, is we've siloed ourselves thanks to our media and our politicians. We've siloed ourselves into these groups. That we didn't used to have.
We built big walls.
Yeah, and which we didn't used to have. So the tolerance for people has gone away. And I can blame two things, and I could be wrong or not. One of them, social media. But the other one was COVID. COVID seemed to have
a negative effect.
If you read the latest Nathan, he's an author for Aaron. He's an author for The Nation magazine is what I was trying to say. He did an article on Shasta County. And he drove around with me, and I showed him different, you know, things about it.
I remember this.
And the thing is that he kind of lays it on where things were all, you know, were kind of like this. And then when COVID hit, we as a county, as a nation, started splitting up. So
COVID was a splitter.
Everybody was stuck at home for too long with nothing to do.
Oh, my God. And what did they have in front of them?
They had a computer. And a bunch of differing opinions.
And we've all said things on that computer, but I've seen things on that computer, you know, and I'm thinking, you would never say that to somebody.
That's
to
exactly right.
You would never say that.
And that's where social media comes in, you know. And I think one of the things that we need to be conscious of is, what have we taught our children? What have we taught our children now as we move forward? I know we need to take a break, I'd like to hit on that when we get back.
Sure, and then we'll get some more questions here. We'll be right back.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So, darling, darling.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance-matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. And I think tomorrow we've got one of the candidates coming on. I've just got to figure out which one. Yeah, we're getting them all on, of course, the ones that are running for the assembly. Anybody that runs for office here gets
seems
a
so,
couple of times.
Seems so early to be doing that.
Well, you know, we've had both sides on recall, too. And, you've got to do that. I mean, people know I opposed the recall, but I opposed the last recall because somebody asked me, well, what's it going to take for you to say, okay, I support a recall? And I said, it's kind of like art. I'll know it when I see it, you know. Just because that's the way I feel about recalls. Anyway, we're here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and Nathan Blades, who is her guest and, well, my guest too. And we're talking about bigotry. We're talking about the what happened at the Board of Supervisors meeting. And as we talked about during the break, is we don't have to agree on anything, mm-hmm. on anything.
Right.
We do owe it to ourselves to be able to discuss it without getting angry and
mm-hmm.
calling each other names and those kind of things.
Staying conscious of our behavior.
Yeah. Okay, Pat, what are the questions? You're going to kind of roll them into one because they're all about the same.
Right. We had three callers, and they all roll into one. One lady said, what about the golden rule? Okay, you don't have to answer these yet. Let me get to the end. And the second question is a profanity appropriate at meetings? And then the third guy went on to say, you know, so if you dish it out, I'm paraphrasing, are you willing to take it? In other words, I think the question here is if you use the N-word, say you're a black gentleman and you use the N-word in your culture, and then you don't expect that to be used against you or, you think it's okay, how do you justify that? What does that model for people? Okay, those are all, it's kind of like the golden rule principle here. So Let's address that.
So I would first like to at least point out that I believe that's sort of a bad faith argument, a false equivocation. So the golden rule, right? So I believe Mr. Eddie McAllister is the one who he didn't get to speak at the last meeting, but my fiance actually had the privilege of reading his intended speech for the public comment, and he stated that there is an intention behind things that you say. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. when a black person, you know, in their culture uses the N-word, first of all, black culture, especially young black culture, and this goes back to even 70s and 80s, started taking that word back and taking the negative meaning out of it. They even changed the spelling, taking the ER off the end and using and adding an A. It became a term of endearment. It became a positive term within black culture that took that very disparaging meaning out of it. So when a black person says it, the intention behind it is not the same when somebody who has never, you know, gone through what it was like to, you know, be black in America or have the generational trauma from hundreds of years of slavery. The intention behind it is different. So 8 years ago, when I make a cover of a rap song that features the N-word with the A at the end.
I must have gotten 3 emails on that one.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm saying.
Well, it's not a lot of emails, but they're all mm-hmm. about the same thing. Well, listen to this. Well,
that's why I'm saying it's a false equivocation, because my intention behind it is not the same intention as Mr. Bilecki's intention behind it, or when somebody calls me that word from a fake account on Facebook. You know, so there is a difference, and I don't believe that every culture gets access to every other culture's words. So I'd like to give an example. I worked at the old 501 Club, which was, you know, a gay bar in Reading, and I worked there for 4 years. And one day, a number of the regulars, you know, gay gentlemen, gave me my honorary F-word card, you know.
I was trying to figure that out at first. Then I got it.
Yeah.
It's the first F word I think of. It's not that one.
Not the middle finger F word.
Right.
You know?
I got it.
And so that was more so a symbolic gesture of them telling me that I was a safe ally within their community. But that didn't mean that I got the privilege to now go around and start using that word or referring to, you know, LGBTQ people with that word, because it's not my word to say. So my intention behind using it would be different than when, you know, a gay man greets another gay man with that word.
Well, this leads me to a whole new stream of questions here, but I'm not going to start that because I've got one question here that's interesting, but I wanted to let the last few minutes go to you, Susan. The question is, if you disrupt the meetings, should you apologize?
I don't believe that I'm the one that disrupted the meeting.
I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about other meetings. If you shout out or interrupt speakers and all that.
Well, is that not then my First Amendment?
Well, not according to the rules that you're using for the other one. It says you can't disrupt meetings and you can't use profanities.
Right.
And I'm sure they're going to find another way to write something there. If you say something that's pejorative like that, that there's no place for that in meetings, and you can be banned from the meetings for 2 months.
I think if the First Amendment, people can argue that the First Amendment can protect someone using the N-word in a board meeting, then the First Amendment should also be able to protect me speaking out in a meeting as well.
And even though those are against the rules.
But technically so is using the N-word.
Oh, of course it is. No, right. I am not. No, wait a minute. I am not trying to defend that, okay?
Yeah.
And I don't want that to come across. I'm just, this is a question.
Right. So I do want, I do want to talk a little bit about the law, too. Mm-hmm. And the law, the Board of Supervisors must comply with what we call the Brown Act.
Right.
And the Brown Act is law that was made many years ago, in the 60s, maybe 70s, 80s, whatever it was, that says people have the right to say what they want to say in the meetings, just unless that is not acceptable behavior.
Right.
And that's why there is a sergeant at arms in our meeting, and that's why people have been told, no, you don't say that. And so that law gives people like Mr. Jones, who are running a meeting, the opportunity to say, this is the line that we have drawn in the sand.
Right.
You know, and one of the things that I think that my group, SCAR, and some of the other groups of people have said is, draw the line in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
Tell people what the line in the sand is, because then we don't have to depend on your unconscious bias or your unconscious bias and look around the room.
Interpretations of the Constitution.
What we want to do is have a meeting where people talk to each other, try to listen to each other, try to hear each other and try to move our society forward.
Right.
And, of course, you know, you talked about COVID being a big issue. I talk about taking away Dominion machines as a big issue.
Yeah.
You know, it was also a divider.
Right.
It really was a divider in society. And it's interesting the role that these things that you think, really, that's a divider in our society, how small or large they can be.
Right.
You know.
Let me give you my 30 seconds on this.
Your rap?
This drawing a line in the sand is just a bunch of crap. Because if you've ever been in the sand, that line disappears or it can be moved. If you've got to draw a line, draw it in concrete.
Mm-hmm.
This is acceptable. This isn't. Because you draw it in the
I'll
sand.
I'll go with that. I go that, with that.
That line can move. Five feet either direction. When you say when I heard Bush say I'm gonna draw in a line in the sand, it means nothing. It mm-hmm. means that the first time the wind blows, that line's
right.
gone. Mm-hmm. So that's just a personal.
Although we do have to realize that over time our line does move. And we talked about that during COVID, our line moved. Because of social media, our line has moved.
Right.
And so
it doesn't mean it's acceptable.
No. No.
Not acceptable
but,
at
but
all.
But really, I mean, if I had to give any message from this is I think the Board of Supervisors and the city councils, for all that, need to talk about decorum and how they are going to run their meetings to make it suitable and to set an example and model for the